This interview is about the city of Sitka and its municipal administrator and the changes that are taking place in City Hall, which is just on the other side of the street from where I'm sitting right now. But we're going to begin on the other side of the globe, in Laos. That country faced heavy bombardment during the war in Vietnam. It is one of the five remaining countries on the planet to describe itself as communist. It's home to about 6.5 million people, and it's also where you will find Sitka's new municipal administrator at the moment, wrapping up work on his old job at a non-governmental organization called World Education. Mark Gorman is standing in front of a cafe called Craters. The place is decorated with old bombs dropped by the U.S. Air Force. We're talking on a scratchy Skype connection, and I can hear traffic in the background. Gorman turns his camera on and lets me have a look around.
This is a 2,000-pounder, this one right here.
Holy cow, and those are actual pieces of ordnance. I mean, these aren't replicas. This is the real deal.
No, this is the real deal. And this is the work that the organization I work for does here. There's an estimated 80 million unexploded bombs still in Laos.
Among its projects in Laos, World Education teaches children how to avoid unexploded bombs.
It's been a remarkably rewarding and stimulating job. And the country, the Lao people and the culture are just really wonderful. Yeah, it'll be hard to leave, but my wife and I, Nancy and I, are ready to return home.
Gorman says what wasn't difficult was deciding to apply for the Sitka Municipal Administrator job.
It's really the honor of my professional career. It's something I've looked at, the position I've looked at for well over a decade, and to have the opportunity now to perform in that position is really very, very exciting to me.
A little about the job. Municipal administrators have seven bosses. They're the various members of the Sitka Assembly. Those bosses change on a regular basis, and with that change can come major shifts in course for the city. It's a high-profile position that includes a lot of blame when things go wrong, not a whole lot of credit when things go right, and it involves long, irregular hours. So I asked Gorman, what makes a guy look at that job for more than a decade and want it?
I guess that's one of the things that I'm very attracted to about the job. I've watched it for many, many years, and I've watched the assembly change in terms of its orientation and its strategies. And I think to function highly in that environment is something that I really, really attracts me. I think it's a challenge. I've always enjoyed professional challenges, and I'd like to believe that I'm up to the challenge.
Gorman has done relief work in Thailand, Sri Lanka, Iraq, Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, and Bosnia. He spent more than 20 years at the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, including about 5 months as interim CEO in 2007. But it was the U.S. Forest Service that brought him to Sitka in 1978.
I actually got to Sitka. It was kind of a mistake. I'd been in the Peace Corps, and I really wanted to come to Alaska after my Peace Corps service. And I, as a Peace Corps volunteer, you had non-competitive eligibility for federal jobs. So I sent my standard 171 form to all federal agencies in Alaska. And I got a call from the U.S. Forest Service in Sitka saying, we like your application, would you be willing to come up and work for us, and we'll pay for you to come up? And so I said, that sounds great. I didn't know where Sitka was, but I was really eager to come to Alaska. And the first day on my job at the Forest Service, I was brought into the HR department and sat down, and the HR director said, I've got some bad news for you. And I said, what's that? And he said, well, in the Xerox copy we got of your application from the regional office, where it said a major in college, all we could read was ology. And we assumed it was biology, but now that we have your the hard copy of your application, we see it was anthropology. And we can't start you at the GS-7 that we offered you.
GS-7 is the name of a pay grade in the federal government. Gorman's starting salary for the Forest Service would have been around $64,000 in today's money. Instead, they offered to let him work at a much, much lower rate. Gorman says he wasn't fazed.
The moment I stepped off the plane in Sitka in July of 1978, I was infatuated, and there was no way Sitka was not going to become my home.
Gorman says he's hoping to be back in Sitka by the third week of October to start work as municipal administrator.
Job number one for me is getting to know all the departments within City Hall and developing the relationships with the department heads and the employees.
Just getting your bearings and understanding how A talks to B talks to C.
Yeah, and developing that trusting relationship, which from everything I've gathered was not existent 5 months ago.
Sitka's budget will be a big concern for Gorman. The current budget is balanced, but city staff and members of the assembly have been warning for years that the trajectory is alarming. They talk about infrastructure needs that vastly outweigh the money available to fund them. They say money coming in might drop off soon, and the city will always have rising costs to cover.
From my knowledge and my conversations with Jay Sweeney, the current budget is not sustainable, but it is balanced. And so somehow revenues have to come in line with expenses in the next few years. How that is achieved is something that I will be learning more about in the first few months I'm on the job.
But Sitka, he says, has a lot going for it.
It's got a remarkable talent pool. As I was in Sitka for 6 weeks before I returned to Laos, and I spent a lot of time talking to people, and the energy and the innovation, the ideas, the vision that are in all parts of the community, whether it's private sector, nonprofit, small business, community organizations, there's a vitality there that I've not seen anywhere else in my professional career. So I think that's asset number one, is just a tremendous kind of collective energy to move the community forward.
What are we missing?
Well, I'm not sure I would say what are we missing. I think some of the challenges that we're looking at are the high cost of doing business in Sitka, the high cost of housing, the lack of affordable housing. I think the workforce is becoming an issue in terms of attracting a young workforce to work in some of our service industries.
If you're listening to this in Sitka, chances are you're affected by some of those issues, and chances are you'll have some interaction directly or indirectly with the new municipal administrator. So we asked him about his management style.
I was just talking to my current supervisor in Boston about my transition and the timing of it, and she was saying how the staff in Vientiane, Laos are feeling very anxious about me leaving. They said, and she said, Mark, they really like you. They feel very, very safe with you. And so I think that word safe would be one that I'd start off with, is that I'd like to believe that people are comfortable with me and they feel safe, which means that I can listen to anything, including views and ideas, which I may not initially think are the best, but I'm open to them.
When you think about taking this job, I'm sure there are a lot of things on your mind that you're eager to jump into, and I want to ask you about the things that you might be, maybe dreading is too strong a word, but when you look at this job, what are your concerns? Because every job has its pros and cons.
A question that was repeated in both of my interviews is the longevity of Sitka City administrators. I forget what the average is, but it's not multiple years. And I think one of the things I want to look at is what contributes to the short tenure of city administrators. I've certainly already had some conversations with Jay Sweeney about this. It's a huge job, and whether it's entirely doable by one person, I think that's a legitimate question that needs to be asked and answered. And so in a proactive way, I want to take a look at how that job is organized, what are the supports that are going into it, and are there different approaches to making it a more achievable assignment.
And longevity brings up another question.
How long before you start thinking about the retired life?
One of the expressions I heard when I first moved to Sitka was from an old guy who was teaching me how to take care of my boat. He said, when you stop building your house, it's time to die. So I can't really answer that question, Ed. I see myself being active until I drop.